Colonel Gaddafi's called some sort of ceasefire. If he holds fire, could that be it? Might there never be a shot fired in anger by us and our allies?
Well, we will judge him by his actions, not his words. What is absolutely clear is the UN Security Council resolution says he must stop what he's doing, brutalising his people. If not, all necessary measures can follow to make him stop. That is what we agreed last night. That is what we're preparing for, and we'll judge him by what he does.
But aren't you worried there's a loophole here in this resolution? If he stops doing what he's doing, he could stay exactly where he is.
Well, we shouldn't underestimate, first of all, the importance of saving lives, saving civilian life in and around Benghazi and elsewhere, which is absolutely at the heart of the UN Security Council resolution. Let's stand back for a moment and ask, why are we doing this? It is to save civilian life, it is to stop the slaughter, and it's also, I believe, in our national interest to make sure that we further pressurise this man who has done so much damage in the past and can do even more damage in the future.
Well exactly, and it's in your own statements you've been saying that there's a danger of a pariah state there. Presumably, your exit strategy is we do not leave until Colonel Gaddafi has gone.
Well, let me be clear about exit strategies. The resolution makes clear there is no entry strategy in terms of this is not about an invasion, this is not about an occupation.
This is
about stopping.
Military intervention ends at what point? When is it job done?
Well, military intervention will only take place if he goes on brutalising and attacking his people. Now, as I say, we will judge him by his actions, not his words.
But people want to know, because of all sorts of reasons of recent history, what is the exit strategy? When is the job done? Can it be job done with Gaddafi still there or not?
The job is done when the UN Security Council is fulfilled, which is about saving civilian lives and stopping slaughter.
He can stay there.
It is up to the Libyan people to choose their ruler. I and many other world leaders have said that Gaddafi has to go, that Libya can't have a peaceful and proper future with him, but the UN Security Council couldn't be clearer. This is about saving lives, stopping slaughter, and a range of measures to isolate this regime and to bring about that change.
You haven't got legal backing to get rid of him for regime change, have you?
What we have is very clear legal backing for stopping the slaughter of civilian life, and that is a huge breakthrough that the UN Security Council has voted with no vetoes to take this action to save lives in this way.
But could we be in a position where the mission is decided to be over, Colonel Gaddafi is still in charge of two-thirds or more of Libya? That's possible, isn't it? That's what you're saying.
Well, obviously, you've got the first UN Security Council resolution and this resolution that are not just about the prevention of slaughter, vital though that is, they are also about the sanctions, the travel bans, the asset seizures, the pressure on this regime to give people in Libya the chance of a peaceful transition and to understand their aspirations, which is exactly what this resolution speaks about.